What the fuck is going on?
I don't know. What's going on with you?
Okay. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. That was really weird. Motherfucker. Hello? Can you hear me?
Are you there?
Okay. What the fuck?
That's bizarre.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing great. How are you?
All right. Things kind of cooling off in Florida yet? I mean, it is October.
Yeah. I don't think it's reached 90 today.
A balmy 89?
Yes.
Yeah, it's still in the 80s here, and it's unseasonably warm, and it can go away.
Yeah, it's getting pretty bad.
I'm done sweating. I'm good for the rest of the year.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's too warm for October.
Yeah, well, this is going to go on and on and on and on.
Until there's no winter?
Well, I think until we just, like, burn ourselves up.
Well, California's got a good start.
Yeah. Funny, one side gets the fire, one side gets the flood.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for frogs to fall out of the sky.
It is literally hell. Doesn't matter where you go.
That's true.
Good times. Yeah, I know that we try not to be political anymore. We try to keep it to a bare minimum. But what was your reaction for when Trump said that he had met with the president of the Virgin Islands? And that
I think he was looking in a mirror.
And that, oh, he was saying what a good job we were doing and how happy he is with everything that was going on. Everybody was like, hey, dumbass, you're the president of the Virgin Islands.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't know if you understand, just like, it's not just the 50 states, but there are U.S. territories.
Yeah. That and you're supposed to be in charge of.
Yes, that you have no clue whatsoever. But that's okay, because Tesla's going to rescue Puerto Rico.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, I mean, he is literally going to change the world. And
let's hope.
Other worlds as well, when he sends mm-hmm. people to fucking Mars. But, yeah, it's an amazing thing to watch. Like,
you know, I think somebody should convince Trump that he needs to go to Mars. It would be such a great honor to be the first president to go to space. Because it takes how many years?
It takes 9 months to get to Mars.
Oh, 9 months?
Yeah.
That's long enough.
9 months on a good trajectory. I think if they launch with Mars at a position, it can be like a year and change to get there. But 9 months is like optimal. Until NASA comes up, until they put those ion drives to work. And right. Then it would literally like cut that to like 2 months. And then we make TIE fighters.
Nice.
Because that is a progression of yes. ion engines, right?
Well, yeah.
Theoretical, space travel, TIE fighters.
Sweet.
TIE does stand for twin ion engines.
That does it that.
It's not just a thing because they look like bow ties. See, only the geeks know.
Yes.
And then the geeks will inherit the Earth. Supposedly.
That's right. Supposedly.
I don't know. I'm rethinking this whole like geeks taking over the world. When you look at the box office for Blade Runner 2049.
Yeah, kind of sad.
There's a weird thing of like everybody was really looking forward to this movie. How come nobody went to see it?
Because they heard it was long. And we have no attention span anymore, thanks to TV.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that truly is it.
Maybe if it was two 90-minute movies.
Oh, that would have been interesting.
But again, are there enough people there interested that they would go see two movies?
Well, you would think. I mean, when you go to a con and you talk to people, or you hang out with nerdy friends, Blade Runner always seems to be everybody's favorite, one of their favorite films.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, I love Blade Runner. And then there's always the, is Deckard a replicant, yes or no, this discussion. And right. When everybody heard that this was coming out and Harrison Ford was going to be in it, everybody went apeshit. And then nobody went to go see the movie.
Yeah, very weird.
Like, I don't understand. Like, you want Blade Runner movies, this is how you get Blade Runner movies. You go and you go to the theater and you pay your money.
Well, maybe not.
I mean, the first one was not a financial success either. It became a cult classic later on.
Sure.
Which maybe this will do, but we're not going to get another film out of it this way.
No,
not that I necessarily know if it needs another film.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel like they were setting it up within the story that if it did really well, they might be able to come up with at least one more film.
Sure.
If not another trilogy. I think that's why they were enlisting Ryan Gosling and Jared Leto. And I guess if you want to try to get the old man out of the home to film another Blade Runner movie.
Right.
I don't know.
I just think what they need to do is just make one Harrison Ford movie where he plays all of his characters. And then there you have it.
I mean, basically, he's just going back through his catalog and being like,
yep,
let's make something for this.
Can't
so
wait for Frantic.
I'm really, really looking forward to the Regarding Henry sequel.
Yes.
Where he gets shot in the head again and forgets everything again.
And Ritz crackers suddenly become very popular again?
Yes. Yep. Look it up, kids, if you don't know what we're talking about.
That's right. And then Frantic.
Frantic.
Working Girl.
Mosquito.
Oh, come on.
Mosquito Coast.
Yep. what was the one with Anne Hesh? 7 days in a plane or something?
7 days, I think, was the
end. 7 days.
Yeah.
Okay.
But this time he'll do it with Calista Flockhart.
Oh, there you go.
You know,
that'd be better. I'd see that.
Would you?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
I like Calista.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. She's all right.
She's tiny. You can put her in your pocket.
That's why Harrison likes her.
Let her sit on your shoulder like Baby Groot?
That's right. Come on. She's running CatCo now. No, actually, she's the press secretary. She's the
press secretary?
Yeah.
For the alien president.
Yes. Supergirl, kids. Look it up.
That's it. We're not slowing down this week. You just have to catch up.
That's right. Did you watch all the premieres?
I did.
What'd you think?
They were premieres. You're like, okay, here's what you missed, and here's what we're going to set up for the next year.
They did on The Flash what I really didn't want them to do.
Which was?
Oh, it's 6 months later. Oh, Barry, we need Barry back. Hey, Barry's back.
Yeah.
And by the
and
end of the episode,
recovery.
Everything's okay.
Yes.
I can't stand that shit. If they really wanted to do good superhero television, they could have kept him off for at least a couple of episodes.
Sure, but you're not going to do that with your star.
Why?
Because he makes money. People watch it to watch him. People don't watch it for the story. People who are fans of Grant Gustin from Glee are the ones who are watching this. The only reason it's on.
Oh,
only reason.
That's it? That's the only reason?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I'll have to respectfully argue that they could do it without Grant Gustin for a couple of episodes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, what if they did one of those episodes where, like, it takes place in our world, but then there's, like, a flashback every so often to where he is in the Time Force?
No, I want a totally absent Barry for the first, let's say, five episodes.
That's risky.
To where I'm a little happy that they did I'm Iris West and I was going to be married to the fastest man alive or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it really should have started out with I'm Wally West and I'm the Flash. And let it be his show for a couple of episodes, and you could do a thing where Cisco and Caitlin are working behind the scenes to bring Barry back.
Right.
But they, like, they keep failing. They're at, you know, the Ferris Air, and they keep trying different things and nothing's working. And Cisco's getting frustrated and he's not sure why it's not working. And then they do something happens in the city where the Speed Force either spits him back out or they're able to figure it back out and he shows back up. But or do it within a couple of episodes, but have him, like, out of it. So, you know, him writing on the walls all the weird shit with this house is bitchin' or whatever.
I thought that was going to play some larger part.
I'm assuming that it will.
To be just kind of a throwaway joke.
I'm assuming that that is going to play in something somewhere along the lines.
Yeah. Although it did remind me an awful lot of Coulson on S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, yeah?
When he also went a little cuckoo and starts drawing these symbols everywhere.
Oh, that's right. He did do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's because the comic book world steals from itself.
Yes, it does. Yeah, and I don't know. His recovery in this, all because Iris was in trouble? Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, how great would it have been if the samurai shows up and just kills Iris?
Sure.
In the first episode, and you're like, everybody's like, holy shit, what the fuck?
And the samurai is from the future?
Something like that. Like, that's the thinker at the very end, but I'm not really sure where he's supposed to be living or existing.
Right. And Caitlin still isn't quite cured, and...
Well, that whole thing was weird, too. Like, I'm working in a bar. Okay, I'll come work with you again.
Yeah.
But
there's something fishy about why she's working in the bar.
Yeah, she's on, like, some crew.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's different than past episodes or past season finale, or not season finale, season premieres, where they're setting up the big bad guy, like, all episode long.
Right.
Like, this was very much like you in the last couple of minutes, almost like the stinger from season one, where you were like, what the hell's going on with Harry Wells?
Right.
So I'm not really sure where they're going. They also did that on Arrow. The big bad guy is only alluded to in the first episode. It wasn't like a Damien Darhk, hey, I'm here now.
Right.
But
that's how they suck you in.
I was a little upset with the Arrow premiere too. The fact that it just started out with, like, there was this big mystery last season of who could have survived on that island while things were blowing up around him, and you literally get a lower third that says 6 months later, and all the people are there, and the only one that's missing is Thea, apparently because Willa Holland doesn't want to do 23 episodes.
Oh, is that what it is?
She went to the producers and said that she wanted to do less. So last year she said she didn't want to be in costume, so they kept her out of the Speedy costume except for the crossover, I think.
Right.
And this year she doesn't want to do, she only wants to do like 13 episodes or something. So they put her in a coma. I think at that point you say, look, you're either part of the show or you're not.
Let's recast.
Yeah.
Who are you? What are you known for?
Or just kill her off. They had the perfect opportunity.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I think they kind of whipped out by not killing anybody on the island.
Well, just what's his name's mother.
Well, yeah, but you knew that was going to happen the minute she broke away.
Right.
Like, oh, she's dead.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. It was. It's going to be an interesting season. All I can say. And then Legends of Tomorrow was a complete mess.
So here's what I didn't understand. They spent the setup last season, this whole thing with the Spear of Destiny, getting rid of the Legion of Doom and all this shit, and they crash, and there's this whole mixture of timelines and dinosaurs and all this other shit, and like it ends with them saying, oh my god, we broke time.
Yep.
And then this one starts and Rip Hunter shows up and he's like, we got it, don't worry about it.
Right. It just resolved everything in a matter of seconds.
And I was like, huh? And then so they all go their separate ways and Sarah's working in like a Bed Bath and Beyond.
Yeah.
And it's like, what the fuck? And Captain, or what's his name?
Yeah, Steel.
It's Captain Steel. Is it Captain Steel? Citizen Steel? Know. Something like that?
Citizen Steel. Whatever, something like that.
Whatever his stupid name is.
He's Johnny the Graffiti Artist from Two Broke Girls.
He's running around as the quote-unquote second most famous superhero in Central City.
Right. And then Wally West shows up?
Yeah. And you're like, really? Like, okay, whatever. It was one of those things, like, my attention was kept the entire episode of The Flash. And wasn't working on anything else, wasn't on my computer, just was paying attention to the show. And then as soon as Legend started and that whole bullshit thing in the beginning, it just lost me. And I think the only reason they're going to have ratings is because that people are just going to leave that channel on.
I think so.
It's really bad. And they've now had 3 seasons to try to get this right, and they're not going to get it right.
Well, no. And the cast is starting to bail.
You think so?
Yeah. Victor Garber is off fairly soon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's leaving the show.
Oh.
He's got a gig on Broadway.
Oh, whoops.
So that means then what happens to...
To Firestorm?
Firestorm. Although Firestorm was Professor and Ronnie to begin with, so apparently he can merge with anybody.
Yeah, I forget what their reasoning was when Ronnie left and they were able to find this dude. Like, I don't even know the dude's name, like his character name at all.
Jefferson something.
Jefferson, okay. Yeah, see, that's just, they're not memorable characters.
No, they're not.
The only reason I remember the other ones were because they were on better shows. And they got pulled right? over.
Yeah.
And so...
Like poor Wentworth Miller for making whatever deal he made.
So, Ray Palmer gets released back into the world from being on the superhero team. And instead of going back to Palmer Tech and Star City, he goes and works for a dating app?
Well, because he left it to Felicity, and Felicity destroyed the company.
So that company's not there at all?
That's what it said. That's what the kid said, the Japanese kid.
Oh.
It's like, you know, just because you were once this great, you know, creator, and you left your company to a woman who just ran it into the ground.
Oh, brother.
So, yeah, it's... I'm surprised it's still on the air. I wonder how long till it gets moved to like Friday night.
I don't think they can. I mean, at this point, if they're going to kill it, they're going to kill it at the end of the season. They're not going to move it now.
Yeah, probably.
They're going to let it die where it is and then say, hey, we tried.
Right. Wasn't our fault.
Yeah.
Not us.
Yeah, I mean, let those people go back to, like, the better shows. Don't do a fourth show just to do a fourth show.
Right. Or do a better fourth show.
Or do a better fourth show. Maybe Black Lightning will be a better show.
Sure.
It's got to be something.
Maybe a Batman show with just the gangsters. Oh, wait.
Yeah, that won't happen. I haven't even watched any of that season.
Have you? It's, yeah, it is.
is it worth watching at all?
Sure.
Okay. Is it the same stupid, we're just going to ignore canon?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like that shit.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, they kind of had the opportunity to just kind of end it with the young kid, and then the next season starts up, you know, 5-10 years later, and it's full-blown, zany, Gotham City, crazy, dressed-up costume characters.
Right.
But yeah, they didn't. Can't say we didn't warn them. If they would only listen to us.
I know.
We know what we're talking about here.
We are the target audience.
We are.
And if they would just listen and pay attention, we will tell them what would work and what wouldn't.
Right.
This bullshit won't work.
No.
I mean, it's nice you want to give the kid work, but pay attention to the comic books. You have 50 years worth of stories to pull from.
Yeah.
I mean, at some point, I would have to assume that there are issues that deal with Gotham before Batman.
Oh, they always do. Gotham PD.
Yeah.
Or GCPD. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was all about, you know, Jim Gordon and the police force and...
Okay.
That kind of stuff. And there were lots of stories about Maroni and Falcone and all of that underworld aspect of it. But, you know, people want to see the kind of funny costumes.
Yeah. I mean, they only ever did the one good arc where they turned them into like a gang. Remember, it was for a couple of episodes, and like Jerome, they were throwing people off the building to write words.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
That was okay. I enjoyed that.
Yep.
Like if you're going to do the villains, do that, but then like that instantly went away. And then we're going to bring Jerome back without a face. And we're going to do the Joker thing from the comics from a couple years ago. No.
Yeah.
He's not the Joker.
Well, he shouldn't be the Joker yet.
No.
That's the problem. None of these characters should be those characters yet.
No, and now they're going to tell the Joker's backstory officially, which I think is a mistake.
Yeah.
One of the best parts about the Joker is that you have no clue who he is and where he comes from. He's just there.
Well, he's Joe Chill.
Well, no, he's actually Jack Napier.
Right.
Is what they've actually ended up deciding. So they're retconning it to go in line with the Batman movie. I don't know. DC TV is not strong enough to have a Batman TV show with all the villains.
No, it's not. I mean, they need to figure out what their end game is. Because Batman doesn't work alone. Batman's got other people working for him.
Right.
Or with him. And they're trying to make it out like this is this one little super kid who's ahead of his years.
I mean, how old is he in the show? Bruce Wayne witnesses his parents' death at like when he's like 8 or 9, right?
Yeah, but I kind of
this show he's like 13 or 14.
See, I kind of feel like he's older than that.
Well, I mean, when the show started, when he witnesses his parents' death in this universe, he's like 14, right?
That sounds about right.
When he should have been like a little kid.
Right.
And now they've...
Well, but if he was a little kid, then he'd be 10 or 12 wearing a mask trying to, you know, save Gotham. And it's like, okay, that's not going to work.
Right, but now he's like 16 or 17. Running around with a proto mask.
Right. Yeah, I mean, they have to figure out what it's supposed to be. I mean, it almost feels like it should just be the villains. It should just be the villains wreaking havoc, and every so often one of them has a falling out with another, and there's some stupid little feud going on, and that's the whole show.
But what would the stories be about? Because, like, what would keep you coming back week after week if they're just running amok?
Fish Mooney.
The power of Jada would bring you back?
Yes, the power of Jada compels me.
Your mother sews socks in hell.
I don't know. I just don't find Bruce Wayne interesting.
No, and they felt, I guess the producers felt like he did a really good job that first season and really wanted to like get him involved, but it's like that's not what the show is.
Right.
And why, and I don't know how it all comes down, but like you can't have two Deadshots, one on TV, one in the movies. So why is it all of a sudden that it's okay to have an entire Gotham show on television, but you're still going to pull stuff for the DC Extended Universe films?
Right.
Like, did they just pay a huge amount of money to just do whatever the fuck they wanted? And if that's the case, like, can't CW be like, look, we've already opened up the possibility of other worlds and different Earths. So why can't we do our own thing?
Right.
I don't know. It's frustrating. And every time I go on Hulu, I see like, oh, you have 2 unwatched episodes or 3 unwatched episodes of Gotham. And it's like, do I want to sit through an hour of this?
Yeah.
Or do I want to watch something else?
Well, and it's, I don't know. It's, there's such potential there, but they're just not living up to it.
Right.
I mean, it would, I don't know. It's kind of, I don't know where they're going, what they really want to do, you know? It's like, all right, why are we here? What are we waiting for? What's going to happen? What's going on? Tell me.
I mean,
if
they were going to go this far out of canon, then they might as well just have made Jim Gordon the first Batman. And
sure.
And Wayne Industries would supply all the stuff. What's his name? Fox.
Lucius
Fox would be his inside guy, and Bruce Wayne would know what's going on, and at some point he passes the mantle over to Bruce. But like he sends Bruce off to like train. Just get him out of there.
Yeah.
Has Ra's al Ghul been in these episodes?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a so Alfred died and was thrown in the Lazarus pit.
Right.
And came back. And now there's this dagger that Ra's wants that he had hired Barbara to procure for him, and then Alfred convinces Bruce that Bruce should be an obnoxious teenager. So this is kind of the start of the billionaire playboy jackass.
Oh, okay.
Versus Batman.
Okay.
So he goes to the auction and he's bidding against Barbara Keene, and she bids, you know, like $200,000, and then Bruce bids $2 million and, you know, obviously wins it, and they take it to somebody to examine it, and then that professor gets killed, but his grandson was hiding and he has the thing, and
wow.
I don't know where it's going.
That sounds terrible. Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe it's like, a good thing I'm not watching.
How does Raish become his mentor? You know? I don't understand.
Well, you see, when he was on Deep Space Nine, Dr. Bashir...
Yeah, exactly.
Let it slip that he was artificially made smart. He was enhanced.
Sure.
So then he travels back in time and becomes Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah, I buy that.
With the orb of time travel.
Sure.
I'm just going to put all the canon together to one stupid story.
Well, and I think that's kind of what's happening. Like, oh, okay, well, you kind of like this? Well, let's throw that in. I mean, I thought they handled the Scarecrow really well.
Okay.
Which is probably one of those episodes you haven't watched yet.
No, I haven't seen any of the Scarecrow.
But they handled it really well in terms of the development of the character and why Jonathan Crane became the Scarecrow. And it made perfect sense.
Okay.
And the rest of it is just kind of like, oh, well, this costume's really cool. And you know, we'll give her different color eyes. What?
Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Well, that sounds terrible.
Exactly. So I don't know. I still hope it's going to go somewhere. I hope it's either going to get better or all of a sudden King Tut shows up. You know?
King
just
Tut and total... Egghead.
Oh my god, Egghead. I loved Egghead. My favorite. That's what they need to do.
Yep.
Dig
up Vincent Price.
Yes.
Put him in the Egghead outfit.
Well, I think a lot of those people are dead, so why don't you just CG them? They weren't all big enough stars that their families would think they're going to get billions of dollars off their likenesses.
Because there's no way that they could do a good rendition on a TV budget.
Well, I suppose.
I mean, Star Wars had all the money in the world, and they got close with Tarkin.
Yeah.
They got way closer with Tarkin than they did with Princess Leia. So, and they had a film budget, so I don't think, like, unless they were going to rotoscope them out of the old episodes.
Yeah.
Which would be brilliant. And do Gotham episodes with 66 villains.
Mm-hmm.
That have just been rotoscoped into the new scenes.
Well, that'd be hilarious.
That would
be
great.
That'd be awesome.
That would be amazing. That's a show I would watch.
That's how we should do it.
It's a lot of rotoscoping, though. It takes
a lot of
time.
There's studios out there who'll do it. Kids looking for experience. Come on.
Yeah, we won't pay them. We'll just say, hey, it's for your reel.
There you go.
Those bastards. Have you been watching Good Place?
I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
What do you think of the season so far?
I don't know. I love a little bit Chowder now.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's kind of... They haven't quite turned the tables yet for me to think it's being done well. You know what I mean?
Right. So a couple of weeks ago, I said that I was pretty sure that they didn't have the twist in mind when they first started writing the show.
Yep.
The writers claim that they did. Okay. Kristen Bell says that she knew before anybody else, and she knew before she took the job, that they approached her and said, "We really want you to do this, and this is where the show is going."
Okay.
There is video of them telling the rest of the cast what was going on.
Okay.
And them, like, their minds being blown by it. So if they had, if they did have this in mind, I feel like they still wrote themselves into a corner and they don't know how to get out of it.
Okay.
Because the first, what was it? The first episode was all the attempts at like version two.
Yep.
And then it's been a slow grind since then.
Yeah.
Like there was literally an episode that I think takes place in Eleanor's house, where they have a half an hour to decide whether or not they're going to help him, help
yes.
Ted Danson.
Yes.
And they use that entire half an hour to figure out whether or not they should help him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, we're not going to do this. Are we going the Lost route where we're going to show the same story from four different perspectives over four different episodes?
Yeah.
And it's just been painfully slow now.
Yeah.
And I feel like the story was better served when Eleanor thought that she was screwing everything up.
Right.
That just seemed to play better.
It did, but I think it has to go somewhere at some point. You can only play that off for so long.
Right, but like I said a couple weeks ago, I don't see where this is going to go, how they can keep this up.
Well, they don't either, so.
So, like, once this all happens and once they're able to defeat the new evil chick that's now running the good place or the bad place. Like, they've been promised this whole thing about, oh no, you'll get to go to the good place. Okay, so then what happens? Do you then follow them to the real good place and it looks exactly like the bad place? And then they're trying to figure out whether or not they're still in the bad place? Like, I don't know. I feel like all the potential is now gone.
Hopefully not. Hopefully they haven't killed it. But, yeah, well, it's like, okay, now what are you going to do?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, what? Okay, yeah, now what? Come on, come on. You know, so now they're going to try to make Ted Danson a better person, a better demon, more human.
I mean, I kind of feel like the best character on the show is the AI, Janet.
Janet.
Like, she gets all the good lines, she gets all the funny shit.
Yep.
And the actress makes it work.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else just seems like they're just kind of going through the motions. Which can't be good.
Right.
So, I don't know. And I really liked that first season, so I really hope that they pull it out.
Well, we're going to have to wait and see.
I'm not good at waiting, though. Cause,
yeah, well, you know.
I'm part of that, like...
That instant gratification?
Yes.
Age?
Yes.
I want it now?
Yes.
I don't need a whole goddamn season. Just give it to me all at once.
I mean, and I think part of that is Netflix. I think because I can go on Netflix and binge watch something that... That it's a more gratifying experience.
Uh-huh.
Because if I don't like it and I decide that I'm going to watch it through anyway, which I've done in the past for shows, at least it's done and over. I'm not having to set aside time in order to do it like I'm doing now. I don't know.
I don't know. I almost want to see a whole episode of the demons themselves somewhere.
Oh, just hanging out?
I don't know if it's just hanging out or if it's their perspective on what's going on, that you see them, you know, without the skin suits and stuff. I don't know. I think it needs something to break it up because it's starting to get preachy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, oh, well, you can go to the good place if you're a better person.
Right.
Like, yeah, no.
Right, yeah. That seems to be a lot of that on television these days.
Well, you know, putting the Christ back in Christmas, buddy.
Yep.
Or putting the Chris back in Christmas.
That's the way it should be.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. Putting the Chris back in Christmas.
That's right.
Everybody worshiping at baby Chris.
That's right. I'm worth it, damn it.
Have you accepted Chris as your personal savior? As a matter of fact, I have. Would you like to come in and talk about it? Certainly. Right this way. Would you like some sweet tea?
Yeah,
I'd like to leave this pamphlet. I'd like to leave this pamphlet with you, the Book of Chris. It's only one side. It's easy to read.
Yes.
Because, you know, who's got time? Who's got time? And as a matter of fact, here's a complimentary Snickers bar.
I don't give out Snickers.
No? What do you give out?
Something that most people don't like.
No, you gotta reel them in.
Charleston Chews.
Oh, I used to like those.
Really?
Yeah.
100 gram bars?
Oh, $100,000 bars?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like those too.
You like those? Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Remember Skybar?
No.
Skybar was like a filled candy bar that had like four or five little sections, and each one had a different kind of cream inside.
No. Was that a Boston thing?
I don't think so.
No?
No. I don't think so.
Skybar. Huh?
Necco wafers came from Boston. Those are disgusting. That's what you can give out.
Necco
you can
wafers?
Give out just the anise flavored, the clove flavored Necco wafers.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm looking at a picture of the Sky Bar. I know what you're talking
are
about.
Are you? Okay.
And it's made by Necco.
Oh, is it really?
Yep.
Oh, well, then maybe it was a Boston thing for
it was,
a while.
They were the first candy manufacturer in the United States to introduce a molded chocolate bar having four distinct different centers in chocolate. The originator of the Sky Bar was a candy maker working for Necco named Joseph Kagami. Kangami.
Mm. Yeah.
Why this is relevant, I don't know, but according to their Wikipedia page, in 1945... the blackout and curfew in Times Square, the New York was lifted on VE Day after 3 years of darkness. Only six display signs had their lighting equipment ready for operation, and Necco Sky Bar was one of them.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, priorities.
The peanut section of the Sky Bar is not filled with peanut butter, but in fact a peanut-flavored caramel. There's a vanilla section that is not quite nougat or marshmallow, but similar to the consistency of Valo Milk Cup. Whatever Valo Milk is.
Valo Milk. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a Reese's, but it's got like marshmallow cream in it.
Okay. Sky Bar has become difficult to find, but it's still produced by Necco and can be found in certain stores, especially in New England, at Cracker Barrel and old-fashioned candy stores on the internet. Mm. So if you want to try a Sky Bar, kids, Go to your local Cracker Barrel.
There you go.
Because we all know they're around.
And contrary to popular belief, you cannot get crack at Cracker Barrel.
No.
So don't even ask.
You can get man crack. Get somebody bending over for you.
Yes.
Here's my crack. Cracker Barrel. Ah, good times. All right, so I'll hand out Sky Bars.
They'll hand out sky bars.
True.
Because that way you have like four things, so there's bound to be one of those you like.
Just like me, there's got to be something about me you like. Here's four things. Which do you
There's
like?
Four things. Which one do you hate the least?
And then I just, like, I open the sky bar and I only give them the section that corresponds to that?
Yes.
Here you go. Well, what about the other pieces? Nope.
You'll have a whole pocket full of the peanut ones.
Oh, really? Are the peanut ones bad?
I don't know. They sound kind of gross. They sound kind of gross.
Okay.
If you see, like, people coming to your door, knocking on the door, it's like, hi, we're from the Church of Chris. Could we come in and talk time travel with you?
That's right.
Think people would say yes?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm actually going to hand out, instead of the sky bars, I think what I'm going to hand out are those, the packs of the jelly beans that might be good flavors or might be, like, puke.
You mean the birdie bots from Harry Potter?
No, they make them. Who makes them? Jelly Belly makes them, don't they?
Yeah, but they're birdie bots. They're the Harry Potter ones. You could get booger, you could get earwax.
Yeah, exactly. So I hand out packages of those. You know, you got a 50-50 shot of getting like a good one.
Well, you got a 50-50 shot of going to heaven. Oh, or wherever you go. Where do you go?
Whoa.
You go to the Cineplex if you believe in Chris?
Yeah, it's nothing but movies for eternity.
Right.
With the really nice seats.
You know. The recline.
Yeah.
And the guy comes to your table and like refills your Coke and stuff.
Yeah, and there is no hell, right? There is no place where you go for eternal damnation. Like, you just have to sit through some movies you might not like.
Well, but, that's not bad.
But yeah, exactly. It might be 2 hours, you know. All right, you know, I may get this idea stuck in my head to do like the Blade Runner marathon, and you have to sit through 4.5 hours of Blade Runner.
Right.
You know, maybe science fiction's not your thing. Okay. We'll get to comedy eventually, you know. That's what happens when you believe in Chris. Just so
well,
you know.
That's good to know. That's good to know.
Yeah.
It's not like if you're a really bad person, you have to go watch High School Musical 3 times.
No, I wouldn't do that to people.
No?
No.
Okay.
No. My afterlife is going to be exactly how I lived. Like I'm not going to do anything to other people that I don't want done to me.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
You know. That's how I'm going to deal with it.
Well, good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Because eternity's too short to fuck with people.
Eternity's too short?
Yeah.
And life is too long?
No, life is really short. Eternity,
okay.
You know. If you're going to watch movies for the rest of eternity, you know, you at least have to have some fun.
Okay. You got to watch Back to the Future 1, 2, and 3, and then it's Exit to Eden with Rosie O'Donnell?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. But then after that, it's Star Wars 3, 4, 5, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Hike.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I may make you watch Iron Man, but maybe not Iron Man 3.
Which one's Iron Man 3? Him.
The one with the,
F. Murray Abraham.
No, it's not F. Murray Abraham.
It's not?
No.
He plays the
Mandarin.
The Mandarin.
Yeah, it's not F. Murray. No.
You sure?
Yes.
No. Who is it?
My mind is blank, but I know it's not him. Iron Man 3. That is Ben Kingsley.
Oh, well, same guy.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's the same guy.
Ben Kingsley was
Gandhi.
Gandhi.
Who's F. Murray Abraham?
F. Murray Abraham was in...
Salieri.
Yeah. Right? He was in Amadeus.
Yes, as Salieri.
And Scarface and Last Action Hero for some reason.
House of Sand and Fog.
Grand Budapest Hotel.
Yes. I think they're the same person.
No.
If they've never been in a movie together, they're the same person.
F. Murray Abraham also did a Star Trek movie.
He did.
He did. He played the Sona, head of the Sona in the much aligned Star Trek Nemesis? No, not Nemesis. What was the one that he did? Star Trek Insurrection.
Wasn't that the last one?
No, it was the second to the last one.
Oh.
It was the one where they were like, we're only going to give you one more chance.
Right.
And then they fucked it up.
So they gave him another chance.
Well, no. Then they rebooted the series.
Right.
Then they were like, we're going to give this to somebody else.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, and I don't blame Tom Hardy. I mean, Tom Hardy was a young actor. He had to play young Picard. Or the clone of Picard. Nemesis was not a good movie.
No.
Insurrection was not a good movie either, but Nemesis was even worse. There's literally a shot of a hallway in Nemesis on an enemy ship where you can tell that it's a wall and a hallway has been painted on top of it.
Okay.
To give you forced perspective. Mm. It's really bad. Just saying.
Just saying.
Yes. F. Murray Abraham once played Al Capone.
Really?
Yes. In 1994.
Was that
in
Slider?
No.
Was that on Sliders?
No. Was he in Sliders?
I don't know.
No.
Well, since you brought up bad Star Wars, did you watch the Orville this week?
I did not. I have not watched it since episode 2.
I wish it would decide what the hell it wants to be.
Okay.
Because the humor isn't, it's humorous. It's not funny.
Okay.
But this one had some great makeup in it. Like the entire episode was Seth MacFarlane and Scott Grimes on a Krill battleship in full Krill makeup the entire time.
Oh, really?
And there were extras in the makeup. There were children in makeup. It's like there was a lot of positive things about the episode, but it's like, what is this supposed to be?
Was it?
Because it was a very serious episode about the dangers of religion, maybe?
Well, that would make sense since Seth MacFarlane is a diehard atheist.
Right. You know, the Krill are this race that believe that only they are the chosen ones and everybody else is garbage, and that's why they go out killing everybody, and he ends up in a classroom of small children who are being taught to hate humans, and it's like, it's kind of heavy stuff. But they throw in this stupid humor that doesn't play well. It's like, just stop trying to be funny.
Okay, so today I was looking at something on Facebook and somebody made a comment. Somebody I went to high school with was saying how they absolutely love the Orville. And somebody else was like, yeah, it's getting really deep. And I was like, what?
Yeah, that's just what I don't understand.
Wow, okay. Maybe they understand that the humor isn't working, but they're trying to keep the mission statement of like a humorous sci-fi show.
Right.
And they're going to work in the heavy shit and try to keep it kind of funny.
Kinda is the problem.
Well. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the two episodes I watched were like you said, they were humorous, but they were not laugh out loud.
Right.
I think it's totally funny. It was okay. Well, this is whatever this is going to be. And they're trying way too hard to be Star Trek. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't know what it wants to be. What does it want to be when it grows up? Somebody tell me.
Star Trek.
There's already Star Trek.
Well, I know that, but he wants this to be his own version of Star Trek.
Well, obviously. See, that's why you don't let people do vanity projects.
Yeah. Yeah, but I feel like he's made enough money for Fox where Fox will just kind of let him do whatever he wants.
Okay.
I mean, he's not involved with Family Guy other than doing the voices now.
Right.
Are they still doing American Dad?
I'm not sure.
Because I don't think he's writing on that either.
So what is he doing? Just the Orville?
He does all the voices for Family Guy.
Yeah.
And then I don't even think he's writing the Orville. I think it was his idea. He has written some of it, but I don't think he's like the mastermind behind it. Let's see. Where's Seth MacFarlane? Let's see what he's... So he's written 5 episodes of the Orville.
Okay.
starting with episode... oh, no, that's creator credits. So where's his writing credits? Priya. If the Stars Should Appear, About a Girl... Okay, so he wrote the first 5 episodes.
Okay.
Is he producing it? What's he doing? He's an executive producer on it. Has he directed any of them? He directed two episodes. So he's okay. Fairly well involved in the Orville.
Okay.
So, you know, whatever.
I mean, it's got potential. It's just got to figure out what the hell it is. Is it a comedy? Is it Galaxy Quest?
Well, I think they've moved out of the Galaxy Quest thing without it, with like, hey, this is going to be an actual show about actual space.
Yeah.
So they were all in Krill makeup during that episode?
MacFarlane and Grimes were, and then those Krill characters who were on the ship.
Okay.
On the Krill destroyer.
I bet you that Seth MacFarlane has always wanted to do a heavy makeup thing for Star Trek.
I'm sure he did.
And so they were like, well,
that's
do this
what
one.
It looked like. It's just what it looked like.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'm looking at pictures of him.
Yeah.
That's looks pretty good for what it is, I guess.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, wonders never cease. I mean, yes. It looks like the two episodes that I watched looks like the production value was pretty high. I mean,
that's what's surprising.
Looking at like the outfits that the Krill are wearing, they're textured and it's like hard plastic and some of it looks like it's padding but it looks top notch.
Right.
So yeah, that surprises me that like
they're spending money on this. The CG is decent. The sets are decent.
You just got to get that story going.
That's it. That's all there is. Looks good. What's it mean?
Well, maybe, you know, Seth MacFarlane is pretty sure that he's going to get a second season out of this.
I'm sure he will. I'm sure they'll let him go on.
Yeah. So maybe in the off, in between the seasons,
they'll listen to us.
They'll get a better idea of what this should be.
Sure.
And deal with it.
Maybe he'll get everything out of his system and then go back to trying to make a good show. You know, he'll do all the stuff he wants to do, and they'll let him do that, so they don't piss him off. And then once that's done, then he'll just go back to, you know, trying to do a good story.
Hmm. I think he'll have to be, I don't want to say removed, but I think as an executive producer, he's going to have say.
Well, yeah.
Over most of it. Unless Hollywood changes its tune like they'd have in the last week and, like, executive producers just have no power anymore.
Well, that would be nice, but how practical is that?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Being that he seemed to know what was going on in Hollywood during his Oscars thing.
Yeah, right.
You know, now that all this shit's coming to light and you're like, oh, that's what that joke meant. It's like, wow, this was something that everybody knew about.
And did nothing about.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yep. Think Harvey Weinstein goes to jail?
I think he becomes somebody's bitch.
I mean, he was set, like, he's fairly confident that whatever happens, like, he's probably going to be able to pay his way out of.
Because, well, that's why they need to make an example of him. They need to put him in general population and grease up his ass, and there you go.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens with other things that have come up for other people.
Oh, Jesus.
Where it's not just a Hollywood executive.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, somebody with actual power.
Oh, come on. There have been other accused rapists who've been elected president. Who cares?
Well, but I do think it's a little odd, like, yes, it's horrible what he did. And no woman or man should have to deal with, like, jerking off into a potted plant in front of them.
What?
What?
Who was that?
Harvey Weinstein. Did anyone talk about that last week?
No, I don't think so.
The one actress said that he cornered her in, like, a room that only had one door and wouldn't let her out and tried to kiss her.
Oh.
And then she refused him, so he pulled down his pants and exposed himself and started jerking off.
Oh, and, that's lovely.
And jerked off into a potted plant that was sitting next to him.
And that became the script for Matrix 3?
I guess. And then zipped up his pants and let her out of the room.
Wow.
But made her watch him jerk off into a potted plant.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Lovely. Now his own brother is saying he was abused by him.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
I didn't read that one.
Yeah, I just saw that today.
Why would you let that go on?
Why would you not say anything?
Oh,
although I did think it was funny that Woody Allen came out and said how horrible it was. Like, wait a minute.
Well, you know, the pot does have to come out and call the kettle black, right?
Well, I mean, I think Woody Allen should have just come out and said, see, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, he just fucked around with his daughter.
Ooh, yuck. Yeah.
Adopted daughter, but his daughter nonetheless.
I know, but still, that's gross. That's gross. Anybody having sex with Woody Allen is gross.
Even Mia Farrow?
Yes.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Well, there you have it.
Yeah.
Ended on a high note.
That's right. Ended on molestation. Woohoo! Really reaching for it this week. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you want to get in touch with us, you can send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, and let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
Want to hear a good Harvey Weinstein joke?
Sure.
Yeah, no, sexual harassment's not to be choked about, Chris. Horrible.